Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Oh, I like it. The old version.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul.
Oh, Kevin.
I
want to
get
love
lost
it.
In your rock and roll and drift away.
Oh, man, you could roll the window down.
Won't you take me away?
Not the Kid Rock version, the old school.
Nick or Joe?
What?
Nick?
This is... What's that, Kevin? This is not the joke. I understand the joke. Who is this? This is the old version. Oh, this is the new version, Uncle Cracker. I was wrong. No, never mind.
The world outside looks so unkind.
Might be better than the original.
This is Uncle Cracker?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm counting on you.
I'm just Kid Rock.
Dude, this does sound great, man.
You can carry me through. Boys and free my soul.
Right.
I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift.
Man, I just had today was just such an awesome day.
Boys and free my soul.
Just weather-wise, I hadn't been on the bike in about a week, and it was just, man, I was listening to tunes and jamming out, and I was riding as hard as I could. It felt so, man. You got me going on. Now you don't bike at all, but I am. I'm like.
I definitely still bike. I'm on the stationary bike just about every day right now. I just moved inside with the winter.
Gotcha. All right, I'll give you a choice here. Both are great. You want to hear Mike McCarthy or the Matt Ryan stuff?
Oh, I've heard them both. They both are fantastic.
They're both great.
There's a little bit more context in the Matt Ryan one, so why don't you start there?
All right. So. There's a minute to go. The Falcons are down 2. They can basically take a knee and run the clock out until they kick a field goal and win the game. What you don't want to do in this situation is score too quickly. Are they playing Carolina? Was it? No, who was it? Detroit.
Matt Stafford.
Right. You don't want to give your opponent a chance. Now, granted, it's a tough chance because you're going to theoretically kick off and from the 25-yard line, they got to score a touchdown. But still, you have a chance just to flat out win the game with the
just need to eat up the clock as much as you possibly can here, kick the field goal, and go and enjoy your win.
All right. Inside the NFL has Matt Ryan mic'd up. This is classic. If you don't know what happened, Todd Gurley just needed to fall down, and he accidentally fell down across the goal line when the Lions were just giving him the touchdown.
Right.
Which, of course, you realize was a tremendous mistake. Which is ironic, because Gurley's actually done this play several times. Fine. Here's the audio right before the inadvertent touchdown.
Hey! Don't score.
Yeah, I would
don't score.
Down.
Don't score. Get the first, get down.
He's giving this to Gurley. Gurley through the middle. They're going to let him score, and he went in. That's a big mistake by Todd Gurley. Lions are going to get it back. What a mental mistake by Todd Gurley.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
You know, it's amazing because we're all sitting here saying, what the heck were they doing? That's bad coaching. That's on them. That's on the team. You know, it was still bad coaching because all they needed to do was take a field goal. And right. Raheem Morris, to his credit, he stepped up to the plate and he said, that's on me. It's on me. Right. I should have taken a knee 3 times, kicked the field goal, game over.
Right.
But still, they at least had the wherewithal to tell them that, you know, why did Matt Ryan tell Todd Gurley that? Because the offensive coordinator was in his ear telling him, hey, we're going to run the ball here, but make sure you tell Todd to get his butt down. Do not go in that end zone.
Again, at the end of the day, it really is on the coaches. Kind of on Matt Ryan, too. How does Matt Ryan not kind of...
No, that's not on Matt Ryan. No. Quarterbacks don't get to go just willy-nilly. They do what the coaches tell you to do.
Because this happened on first down, but he's talking about just get the first down at the 2.
Right.
So it's...
You know, here's what happened. Honestly, here's exactly what happened. So the Lions were told to let him score. And I think it was the safety. I honestly can't remember.
Tried to rip it.
They had one guy who had just as big of a brain fart as Todd Gurley. And he jumped onto Todd Gurley, and he was trying to tackle him, and he was trying to strip the ball. And then at the last second, he realized, oh, wait, what am I doing?
Right.
So Todd Gurley, he had this, like, just free shot at the end zone, except for one guy that was trying to tackle him. So Todd, I guarantee you what happened is Todd just got caught up in the moment. If he was trying to get, he was trying to break free of this one guy that was trying to tackle him.
Right.
And then that was enough to make him forget what the moment was.
But to hear that,
hey, don't score. Yeah, I would don't score. Down. Don't score. Get the first, get down.
And you
this
hear,
reminds me of, like, honestly, in like high school football, I'll never forget, we're playing Mullen. It's Stephon Robinson. He turned out to be a teammate of mine at CU. Great player, great guy. But he was like the most lethal player in the state of Colorado. And we got the game under control. And then so coach calls timeout, pulls the whole team up. And I'm like just hovering in the background, trying to listen to what he's saying to the punt unit. And he says, listen, it doesn't matter what you do. I don't care if you kick this ball 3 yards, but you kick this ball out of bounds. All you can,
whatever
the
you
only
do.
Thing you can do wrong is kick the ball to Stephon. It's lo and behold, we kick the dang ball to Stephon Robinson, and he takes it back to the house. You know, it's one of those moments where you get coached to do that, and you're like, oh my gosh, I just told you. I just told you.
Oh my God.
Hey, don't score. Yeah, I would don't score. Down. Don't score. Get the first, get down.
Unbelievable.
Total brain fart on the coaching staff as well, though, for not just taking a knee.
Right. At the end of the day. Mike McCarthy is having a tough time there in Dallas.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like Zoom calls. Now, the way these Zoom calls work, and I've been part of many of them, usually it's the team or whoever's hosting the Zoom call will unmute you and then mute you again, and you can do it to yourself as well. So in general, the way it goes is the one person talks and that's that. But maybe 30 or 40 people are on this call all at the same time. Listen to this Zoom call for another reporter to get frustrated at the reporter asking a question.
Can you talk about the past, the research and thoughts that you've put into how you structure the practice week, getting back to your time in Green Bay? Given the trend of slow starts, is that something that you take a look at, seeing whether or not you tweak how you structure the practice week, or is that something that's off the table?
God.
Someone that liked the question, huh?
I didn't think it was that bad.
I just wanted, that wasn't me, so. Jesus. I forgot the question.
So that's so funny. I mean, you got to put into context what's going on here. Like, if you guys don't, like, obviously you know that these interviews are being done over Zoom nowadays. They're right. Not in person.
Right.
And you think you've got your microphone muted.
Right.
You listen to somebody just ask a question.
Right.
Nope, you got a hot mic.
Hot mic. God. Watch out for the hot mic.
You take a look at seeing whether or not you tweak how you structure the practice week, or is that something that's off the table?
God.
Someone that liked the question, huh?
Now, here's the funny part. That was actually Cecil Lammy critiquing Brandon Stokely's length of question. Fair to say is next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net, call 303-388-8766, or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
We got some disturbing news before the show. Fred, our, you know, big voice guy, he is on a hunger strike in protest about something about the Gray Wolf initiative on the ballot. And I don't know if he's for the Gray Wolves or against the Gray Wolves, but whatever he's protesting, he's not available, Tyler.
He wasn't working. He wouldn't show up.
I voted on the Grey Wolf thing, and I'm... I think I re... Well, I didn't tell you how I voted.
No, you did, actually.
Did I? I forget.
Can I say?
You know, honest to God, I do forget how I voted.
Well, I know how you voted.
How did I vote?
You voted no.
I voted no.
Yeah.
Right, because I was trying to protect the farmers.
Right.
Right. Okay.
No, you told me. Yeah.
Was that the right vote?
Well, depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
Yes, I would agree, because I think wolves should be back in Colorado, but they're going to get back on their own in a more natural manner.
I guarantee you, because that made sense, Fred's hunger strike doesn't make sense at all. It's a weird thing to go on a hunger strike about, but he's not available. It's time to play fair to say, Richie Carney filling in for Fred. Go ahead, Richie.
All right, I don't quite have the chops, the same chops as...
Who does?
Is
who does?
Why we hire him, you
right,
know?
But the hunger strikes and the other complaining around the office with Fred, it's...
At some point, enough's got to be enough.
Listen, how talented are you compared to how much of a pain in the butt? Now, Fred obviously has voice talent. It's, you know.
But the best ability is availability.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, Richie.
What do you got?
Is it fair to say the Broncos overvalued Pat Shurmur's offensive mind?
I'd say no. I think they were looking for a change from Scangarello because there was a personality conflict. And I say this because Fangio did not have some sort of deep relationship with Pat Shurmur. They didn't really coach together. They were kind of in the same circles, but not really around each other a whole heck of a lot. I just think that they blew out Scangarello because they didn't like him. And then they thought Shurmur was the best available guy.
I would say it's fair to say, yeah. I mean, what has Pat Shurmur ever done in his entire history as an offensive coordinator to make you think we were going to have some sort of exciting football out here in Denver? He had 1 year under Chip Kelly, and it certainly was not his offense. I mean, maybe in Minnesota, but even that one, I'm like, that he got forced into what he was doing there with Case Keenum. Yeah, I think it's fair to say.
Next question.
Is it fair to say the expectations for Drew Lock this season have been set too high?
No. I mean, well, what are the expectations? We talked about...
Yes. It's fair to say. Not remember the offseason hype train that was going on?
But
everybody was anointing this guy, talking about how he's like a dark... People were talking about him as a dark horse MVP candidate. That's part of the reason why people are so frustrated right now, because there was so much hype coming into this season.
Dude, James Merrillat had the Broncos at 10-6.
Yeah, I know.
We had Drew Lock a good season. We were thinking... Well, 2-1 touchdown to interception. Hopefully, sure, a little bit better than that. That around 4,000 yards passing. That was our expectations. I don't think that's setting the bar too high.
I think the national narrative was way different, though.
I think we were pretty fair. So now I'm confused if we agree or not. What's the next question?
Is it fair to say the Broncos are no longer in a win now window?
Not yet. It is not fair to say that, because we have to see how these next four games play out.
Yes, it's fair to say. You're out of your mind if you think we're in a win now window. Oh my gosh, we're on like a 2 to 3 year horizon just to get back to competitive playoff football window.
Two game win streak, and they're 4-4, and you'll be honking a different horn.
No, I will not.
Guarantee it.
I guarantee you I will not. I guarantee you I will.
4-4, you'll still be like, you know, you won't see.
I will be realistic about the remainder of the schedule, and I will say, best case scenario, you're looking at a 5 or 6 win season.
At 4-4?
Yep.
They're 4-4. They've won 2 games in a row. They're going to the Death Star to play the Raiders, and you're like, you're still, the sky has fallen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Grumpy Gus.
Man, I'm realistic here. They are not even remotely in a win now window. Oh my gosh.
We don't know now. We got to let things play out here.
Yeah, I know. You're optimistic.
I am optimistic. Captain Sunshine.
Now I don't know
baby.
What to believe. You were optimistic against the Chiefs, but then you took the Chiefs.
I took the Chiefs.
What do you really
and
believe?
I took the Chiefs to blow out the Broncos, by the way.
I know, but all week long, and you were telling me how crazy I was for being negative Nelly.
I was trying to look at the brighter side of life, but at the end of the day, my prediction was a blowout for the Chiefs, and I was like the only one here at the station that did predict a blowout by the Chiefs. Hmm. All right.
Wasn't I 27-17?
Yeah, I was 30-13.
That's not a huge difference.
Well, I mean, well, hold
27-17, 30-13.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I give you credit. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Last
congrats.
One. All right, I don't know. Is this the last
this
one?
This is the last one.
All right.
Is it fair to say that all hopes of avoiding another consecutive losing season rest this weekend on a victory against the Chargers?
Absolutely. That is absolutely fair to say. This is a must-win game for that consideration. It's not a must-win game for evaluation and all that sort of stuff. But if you want to have a winning season, absolutely, this is a must-win game. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at the next four games under the exact same premise. You want to have a winning season, you got to beat the Chargers, you got to beat the Falcons, you got to beat the Raiders, you got to beat the Dolphins, you got to beat all of them if you want to have a winning season.
I mean, what is the combined record right now of the opponents? Dolphins are 3-3. What are the Raiders? 2-4? I'm asking.
I think they're 3-3.
They're 3-3.
Raiders got more than two, right?
So 6-6. Falcons are. What are the Falcons?
1-6.
Well, we know the Chargers are 2-4. Yeah, come on, man. But look at who the Broncos have lost to: the Titans, the Steelers, the Buccaneers, and the Chiefs. You don't have a conversation about the top five teams in the league without bringing up all those teams' names. So let's see what's what. We'll see what's what. Oh my God! If they get blown up by the Jets and the Patriots.
Yeah, I know.
Right? That's right. They're like 2-11. That's not good either.
Okay,
you're right.
Just making sure you're going to stay fair.
Hey, to a significant degree, the season starts Sunday. The season starts Sunday for who the Broncos should be able to compete and beat. And they have beaten the two teams they should have beat. They did do that, thank God. Well, let's keep going.
I like winning.
It's so much more fun than losing.
Yeah. Victory Mondays. How could we never get a Victory Monday?
Right. It's probably Fred's fault. Top six is next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents
six.
The Drive with a top six at six.
How about six? Six is good.
All right, they had a backup guard who got COVID with the Chargers. They canceled practice. They went all virtual. It's Thursday. Tyler, how concerned are you that we may have another game delay, postponement, something?
I'm not really very concerned about it. I think what we've learned about the NFL here of late is it's going to take an extreme outbreak to move any further games. They moved it. I know the Broncos got moved to the Patriots when Cam Newton had COVID. Well, the next week, they had multiple people with COVID. They didn't do anything about it. Last week, the Raiders had their entire starting offensive line at home during the practice week because Trent Brown caught COVID, right tackle. The rest of them became activated for game day. Business went on. NFL is going to move forward here unless they are not able to, like physically, literally not able to.
I think I'm more concerned than you, but I'm only semi-concerned. I'm not freaking out. But I am semi-concerned, and let's just knock on wood, cross our fingers that tomorrow we don't hear a report out of Charger Land, out of SoFi World, that there's three or four guys.
Well, sure.
If
you get to that point, I think that's a different conversation. Sure.
Right. So see how it goes. Bring in Kevin.
Now, you don't get many of them, but today was your day. You were the star of the day. You
yes,
were out
I was.
There at practice
oh, so
today. Congratulations.
Fun.
We all yes. celebrated your appearance at practice
it was
today.
Great.
Any major takeaways?
I thought it was fun to see Von Miller out there without a boot. I thought that was kind of actually one of the cooler moments, and it makes me wonder, Tyler, is he going to be able to play at the end of the season?
Okay, yeah, I mean, I would be really, really surprised if Von Miller came back this year for a number of reasons, but the main one just being why would Vaughn come back unless this team was ultra competitive? And I know what he said. I know he said it doesn't matter. He was asked, would he come back if the team was having a losing record? And he said yes.
Oh, I think he would, yeah.
He probably
would. You want to see him come back if the Broncos really were out of it for the final three games of the year?
Oh, I mean, I'm going to say no, but that's mostly because I'm a personal friend of Von Miller, and I would rather him look out for his best interest at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need to do anything for this team at that point. Get healthy, man. Get healthy and take care of yourself.
I really do believe, first of all, Von loves football. I think he does love football. And I think it's killing him just to sit there and not play football. Von doesn't need money. Von doesn't need to prove anything to anybody. I think he just loves playing. It's a great place to be, and I think it's frustrating to sit there on the sidelines.
He might want to play, though, just to prove something, because he's going into a year in which he knows there's going to be some conversations.
All right, bring in Kevin. Tony La Russa, who's already in the Hall of Fame for baseball. He's 76 years old, and he's been hired to manage the White Sox. I mean, I guess I really shouldn't be, like, you know, that flabbergasted by it, considering, you know, our two presidential candidates are in their 70s as well, and they're trying to run the country. So I'll put it this way. Tyler, if dudes in their 70s can run the country, why can't a 76-year-old run the White Sox?
Let's be honest. I mean, how hard is it to really be a baseball manager? I mean, come on.
But you know what's funny?
The hardest part is the travel.
Why do we think this is such a big story, his age? And seriously, the two dudes running for president are around his same age.
But you hear our guy today, our guy Mike. He just, oh, man.
Mike who?
Mike Kliss.
What'd he say?
Once a week, he's just got a horribly awkward question. Did you hear it today?
I did. He said something to Fangio about, hey, now you're not old.
Oh, Kliss, you're my dude. But you got away. You just got away. I don't know what to say.
76. Good for Tony.
Coach, did you see that there's like...
you're not old? You're not that old?
Somebody like older than you coaching?
Bring it, Kevin.
When you look at the top five teams in the league. Well, number one, let me ask you this. Would you put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that list?
Boy, a lot of people are putting them not only in that list, but at the top.
That's where I was going. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're 5-2. Tom Brady, he's been lighting it up. They just picked up Antonio Brown. Whether you like that or not, you can't question his talent. Yeah, I guess so. I guess they are.
Do you think Antonio Brown's going to be a difference maker for him? Is it going to turn a good team into a championship team?
It could. I'm guessing he's at least physically healthy. I don't know what his mental health is all about, but, I mean, he's arguably the best receiver in the NFL. What, you think he got worse?
Well, he certainly got the talent to be the best wide receiver in the NFL. You just never know what you're going to get with the guy. I do find it interesting that Bruce Arians said, and look, you can say whatever you want. Actions will speak much louder than words, but he did say that they're going to change the way that they play offensively a little bit to get him involved, and they're going to start playing with more four wide receiver sets. It would appear that they're going to be very intentional about getting AB involved.
Yeah, it's not good news for everybody. By the way, I ordered a... I'll tell you my little sob story here in a second. Ray and Kevin. Cam Newton. The Patriots are playing the Bills. If Cam plays poorly and the Patriots lose, and they've already kind of declared a fire sale and Julian Edelman is out, do you think the Patriots not only will bench Cam, but maybe even cut him?
I think they'll bench him. I don't think they will cut him. I think they will deactivate him on game day because I know that his contract has got a bunch of incentives built in for the game day active roster. I don't think there'd be much reason to cut him at this point. You never know if you're going to need the guy to play football for you again. But
They could just be giving up on the season completely and just forget it. We don't need you because we don't care.
They could. I mean, my gut would tell me that they would bench him, they would deactivate him, and the only reason he would play again is if Stidham got hurt, and then it would have to be the following week.
Yeah, man, this may be it. Seriously, pay attention to this game this may be the last time Cam Newton starts a football game in the National Football League. Ring it, Kevin.
Got a real barn burner going on tonight. We got the Panthers versus the Falcons. Thursday night football. Number one, who do you got? Number two, if the World Series was being played, which one would you be watching?
Oh, stop it. I'd be watching every pitch of the World Series. I'd watch every pitch of I watch pitches of the Korean baseball organization. But you can watch both. I've always had this issue with sports fans.
Yeah, you can miss like an hour and a half of baseball. You'll be just
No, you can physically. Here's how I would do it. The game's on NFL Network. I've got the NFL app. I got Game Pass.
Right.
So I could take a choice. I also have the Fox app, and I could watch one on a device and one on the screen easily. I do it all the time. Tonight I got Carolina, Atlanta. Until Atlanta proves that they can pull their heads out of their butt, I'm just gonna. And the Panthers are kind of rolling. I'll take the Panthers. I'm bummed that Christian isn't quite ready yet. That's disappointing. But I'll take the Panthers. You know,
definitely nobody follow my advice and bet on this because I guarantee you I'm wrong. But something tells me the Falcons, they've been so close. Like, they are a good football team. I just don't totally buy the Panthers. I'm an idiot. I took the Falcons.
You like your Falcon. You like your guy, Matt Ryan.
I've gone against them in just about every single game this year, but I took them this week.
Tyler, once a Falcon, always a Falcon.
That's right.
Ring
That's
it,
right.
Kevin. Wrap it up.
Don't score.
Yeah, I would
don't score.
Down.
Don't score.
Get the first. Get the first. Get down.
This kid is to Gurley. Gurley through the middle. They're going to let him score. And he went in. That's a big mistake by Todd Gurley. Lions are going to get it back. What a mental mistake by Todd Gurley.
Victory!
That is a huge mental mistake. That play-by-play guy nailed it.
It's just so amazing that Matt Ryan was in the huddle literally telling him what to do, and Gurley knew as well. I mean, he said, I got you. I'm telling you, it's because the one guy on the Lions, he was a bonehead also, and he totally forgot what he was supposed to do. He attempted to tackle him for 1 second, then he realized he let him go, and Gurley forgot because there was one guy trying to tackle him.
We did hear from Anthony Lynn a little bit today, and we'll be going to Thursday Night Football here in a second. Here is Anthony Lynn about Justin Herbert, his quarterback.
I mean, his skill set is, I think it stands out every single week. He's a big guy, throw the ball, and he moves extremely well for a 6'6 young man. But, he's handling the offense well. You know, he was kind of thrown in there, at the last minute. And I just kind of like the way he's handled that. So his maturity in handling that process, and I think he's done some things to get better every single week. And even last week, you know, when we weren't clicking, he found different ways to move the ball, you know, whether it's taking it down to the backs or taking off and running, getting the first down. And, I thought that was growth. So he's a young quarterback. He's got a lot to learn. And I just like the fact that he works his tail off. And I feel like he's continually improving.
Remember when Anthony Lynn said that there was nothing Tyrod Taylor could do to lose his job?
I do.
There's no way this is not Tyrod's job.
Yeah, I know. That was just... I did watch Hard Knocks, though. I guess I do get it with Tyrod Taylor. Like, he's a great leader. He's got a presence. And these coaches are all nervous about young guys. They are. They're all nervous about him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on.
Justin Herbert, after that first game, there was no putting that cap back in the bag even after the first game, his first appearance.
What about
was that dude after his first game he ever played.
What about Drew Lock, coach?
You know, I thought he got better as the game went on, and that was unfortunate because I like for rookie quarterbacks to get uncomfortable, you know, as the game go on. But I thought he got better, and I liked him to come out of college. You know, he's a good quarterback then, he's a good quarterback now, and he's going to continue to get better. You know, he has a bright future in this league, and I don't think there's anything that he can't do. You know, he can throw from the pocket, he can move around, he can extend plays.
He got better as the game went on. What game is he talking about? Not talking about the Chiefs game, is he?
I don't know.
What game did he get better as things went on?
Drew Lock's first start last year was against the Chargers.
Oh, that was about his first start ever against the Chargers? You mean the game that they had to throw a miracle?
That what the context of that was?
The context of the question was, how have you seen Drew Lock grow and what you saw from him from the first time he started last year?
Do we not remember how that game ended?
No.
Oh, you don't remember him hucking the ball up and the Chargers taking the world's stupidest pass interference penalty?
Oh, that's right. I do remember now.
And then McManus nailing like a 50-plus yarder to win the game?
Thank you.
You're welcome. stupidest loss. I mean, that was the Chargers just being so Charger-like.
Oh, my gosh. Chargers find a way, man.
Oh, they do find a way, man. They're just, they're one of those teams, too.
There you go. You want some optimism? The Chargers find a way. They find a way to lose.
They do. They find a way. They got a quarterback throwing 70%, and they're 1-4 is him with them as a starter.
Is he really at 70%?
Yeah. Boy, what is it? Guys, help me out here. Justin Herbert, completion percentage. It's something like that. It's, I mean,
even,
there.
If you're just barely rounded up, that's incredibly impressive. Holy cow. I didn't realize it was that good.
Yeah, Kevin's looking up here. Oh, it's 67-4? Oh, it's not quite 70%. Still pretty good.
It's still very respectable.
67-4. What's lock?
I'm going to guess 60. You got a guess?
I'll guess 62. Well,
hold on. You went for
60 is a really good guess, but I don't want to make
the
same.
Are you
going to
be in the 50s or are you going to be in the 60s?
Yeah, but I don't want to be in the 50s, but I really like 60. But even 62
is too high. You can go 60.1 if you really want to. But I mean, you lose if you're over.
This is the Price is Right?
Yeah, yeah.
60.1. Oh, my
God.
Wow. 55.9.
Should have gone with the gut reaction there. That's not good.
I should have bid $1.
Right.
55.9.
Yeah, boy. Hold on. Is that his career or what is that? This year?
55.9 and Herbert 67.4.
Do you have career? What is it career? Oh, I was on the money. See, I was talking about career, obviously.
Oh.
Obviously.
Well, then I win because I said 60.1. So you can bring me a coffee tomorrow.
You're right. Do you think you'll ever win a coffee?
I don't know. I feel like we should get something going. So I
seriously want to know what the total tally is. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You want to do something on the... Oh, how about tonight? Who I pick Carolina, you pick Atlanta.
No. Difference between me and you. I don't just take dumb bets.
Well, you just... We are naturally...
I just told you I'm dumb for taking...
We are naturally...
I just told you I'm dumb for taking the Falcons.
We're naturally taking opposite sides of this game.
I'm a competitor. I like to win. I bet on things that I think I'm going to win on.
There's something to win every week with Pick'em that we play.
No. See, this is why you've bought me so many coffees.
Wow, you're kind of wussing out here, man.
No, I'm not wussing out on anything. I'm being a responsible gambler.
You're taking Atlanta anyways, and you don't want to put a coffee on it?
Did you not hear the way I prefaced my
Kevin pick? Ritchie, is Tyler wussing out right now?
I think he could put a coffee on this.
Oh, give me
a
break.
Picked him.
Did you not hear the way I prefaced it? Nobody listened to me. Nobody. I literally said, nobody gamble on my advice here because I guarantee you I'm wrong. I literally said nobody gamble on it.
Change your pick to Carolina.
If I tell everybody else not to gamble and I gamble on it, then I'm just being a hypocrite.
Picking him, then?
Yeah, it's a coffee.
I'm just being a hypocrite. No, I'm not taking him.
Wow. I'd say that's a wuss out right there, guys.
No way.
What do you think? Kevin, wuss
out?
I'm
being a smart gambler.
No, just say it.
Two things can be true at once.
Oh, right. You think it's a wuss out? Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Richie,
you call me a wuss.
I'm not calling you. I'm not calling you a wuss. I'm
sure.
Saying it's a wuss out.
Sure.
Wuss out. It's just a coffee, dude.
I mean,
look at you. What is wrong?
This is more than coffee.
You must be fun to play Monopoly with.
This is more than coffee. This is about the utter domination I've got going on with you right now. Well, I'm not going to blow it on something stupid.
When you were growing up with your family and you knew you were going to lose a board game, you just knock it over and send the pieces flying?
No, that's complete opposite. Yeah.
Oh, you took your losses like, you know, you've just, okay, I lose. That's all right.
Right. Yeah.
Or he just won.
You're right. I've actually never lost. I don't know what that's like.
Every board game with my brother, Irish Twins, would end with him, if he was losing, smashing the board and the pieces going all over the place. Every single time. Especially I had that story I was going to tell you. And I forgot what it was. Let me just play this one more time.
Hey, don't score.
Yeah, I would
don't score.
Down.
Don't score.
Oh, yeah.
Get the first. Get down.
We know what happened. Yeah, let me tell you this story real quick. And we're good. We got Thursday Night Football here in a second. Are Nick and Cecil on Twitch tonight? They are? Cool. 1043thefan.com. Search that Twitch. You'll figure it out. So for my brother, whose name is Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Patriots fan, and my dad,
he must have dominated you and everything. Brady?
Eventually he did, yes. But you don't have to bring up that memory. And then my dad, I ordered them Tom Brady jerseys.
Right.
Game jerseys from NFLShop.com.
Yeah, what's the latest with that?
I ordered them 4 months ago.
It's like the offseason, right?
Right. They were supposed to, for my brother's 50th birthday, which is June 13th. And I ordered it 3 weeks before that. They were supposed to arrive before October 26th. I just checked it yesterday. It's expected to arrive November 12th.
That's because you bought the knockoff from China.
What? I'm going to
NFL
Shop.
It takes a long time to ship the knockoffs.
From the knockoffs are coming from NFLShop.com?
That's amazing.
Dude, is that the most ridiculous? I get it, COVID and all that, but are you kidding me?
No, that's ridiculous.
May to November?
I would be angry. I would be angry about that. Miss the entire season.
Listen, the one thing we cannot do is go a night without watching Joe Buck on television. Who's doing the play-by-play? Is it Kevin Harlan? We got him? No? Somebody else? I don't know. Who knows? Kevin, Richie, thanks. Tyler, we'll be back at it for Football Friday. Good news. Broncos are going to beat the Chargers. Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
We'll talk about it. But we got football, Thursday night football for you right now on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.